Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Laxmi Dental Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashish from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Hi, thank you. Oh, thank you, Elara. Good day, everyone. I, Kashish Thakur, on behalf of Elara Capital, welcome you all to Q3 and nine months FY26 earnings conference call of Laxmi Dental Limited. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. Rajesh Thakur, Chairperson and Whole-time Director, Mr. Sameer Merchant, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Dharmesh Datani, Chief Financial Officer. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Thakur for his opening remarks. Over to you, Rajesh, sir.
Thank you so much, Kashish, for the introduction. Good morning, everybody. Warm welcome to all of you, and thanks for joining our earnings call. On this call, we are joined by our MD and CEO, Sameer Merchant, CFO, Dharmesh Datani, and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisors. The results and the presentations are uploaded on the stock exchange and company website. I hope everybody has had a chance to look at them. For Q3 FY26, we delivered a revenue of rupees 66 crores as against rupees 61.7 crores in the same period last year, recording a year-on-year growth of 7.1%. It is noteworthy that the performance was despite a challenging global environment owing to uncertainties around the macroeconomic environment as well as geopolitical situations. This reflects the resilience of our products across countries, and we are confident that we can grow our business even faster going ahead. The India-US trade has offered a much-needed breather to exporters like us. Lower tariffs are expected to give a positive push to both our volumes and profitability. Coming to our domestic lab and aligner solution business, we experienced some softness during the quarter, towards which we have already undertaken some innovative strategies. Gross profit margin stood at 69.5%, which is a minor improvement sequentially due to relatively lower sales, mixed contribution from scanner sales, which usually comes at a lower margin. Scanner sales are strategically important for us, serving as a key enabler for future growth across segments and playing a crucial role in advancing our digital dentistry mission. Gross profit margins in the laboratory business and aligner business remain steady. Hence, the overall gross margin profit moves in line with the product mix shift during the particular period. Our EBITDA and profit and PAT margin for the quarter stood at 10.6% and 3%, respectively. For Q3 FY26, we saw a full quarter impact of U.S. tariffs weighing on our EBITDA margin by around 150 basis points. Considering the recent development, we expect a reversal of this impact to some extent in the next few quarters. Based on the requirement of the new labor code and relevant accounting standard, we recorded a one-time impact of INR 5.8 crores as an exceptional item for the quarter. We will evaluate and account for any additional impact if required in subsequent periods. Going ahead, we are already seeing healthy performance in the month of January 2026 across businesses and expect this momentum to continue through the rest of Q4 FY26. and are aiming for closing this year with a strong exit quarter. We are confident to sail through these near-term challenges on the back of solid fundamentals, which are placed alongside multiple initiatives such as promoting digital dentistry, implementation of AI, innovative product launches, enhancing brand visibility, and expanding global dental network. Now, I will request Samir to give you some more color on our business performance during the quarter.
Thank you, Rajesh Bhai. Morning, everyone. After a strong start to the calendar year, February brought additional positive news with the India-US trade deal. In fact, yesterday itself, we got good news from our custom agent that the tariffs have been reduced to 25% from 50%. In FY25, the US market contributed nearly 20% of our revenues, amounting to 46 crore, reflecting a 25% YOY growth. This year as well, the business continued to grow at a healthy pace. With a more stable operating environment in USA, alongside the recent positive developments of EU-FTA, starting FY27, we expect to scale our international business at a faster pace in the upcoming years. EU-FTA is seen as a major development for India's healthcare sector and over time could support greater export opportunities for us, improved access to advanced medical markets and stronger industry growth. Speaking about segment-specific quarterly performance, the dental lab business recorded a decent growth of 10.4% YOY. Our international lab business delivered a robust growth of 25% YOY. In the USA, we continue to absorb higher tariff costs to maintain our market share in Q3, due to which the revenue grew at a healthy rate while the profitability was lower. But as mentioned by Rajesh Bhai in his opening remarks and by me as well, we are confident of improving our profitability supported by recent positive development with the newer tariff, which has come down to 25% from 50%. As we operate in 95 plus countries, our focus remains on deepening penetration in these markets while continuously expanding into new ones. To support this, we are placing greater emphasis on business development initiatives, such as participating in large dental events like IDS and many more, and also a few more in the collaboration with our DSOs. We are actively working towards securing the required export certifications from multiple countries, which will open up opportunities for us going ahead. Speaking of domestic lab business, it delivered a softer performance for the quarter. However, we have implemented some strategic initiatives in Q3 FY26 and it has a good positive impact has begun to reflect in January 2026. We expect Q4 FY26 to mark a robust YOY performance in the domestic lab business. In the long run, we remain committed towards promoting digital dentistry and expect this segment to scale meaningfully over the long run. Supported by strong tailwinds such as enhanced brand visibility, industry-wide consolidation, and stricter regulatory norms. The Aligner Solution business performance largely remained in line with Q3 FY25 and stood at 16.4 crores. Bizdent, which is a clear aligner business in India, continued to face pressure due to competitive pricing environment as discussed in the previous earning call. However, as we speak today, the pricing situation is trending towards normalcy and we expect it to continue for the rest of the quarter. So similar to the domestic lab business, with the help of new strategic, we expect a strong quarter from Bizdent in Q4 FY26. Vidya, our aligner raw material business, delivered a robust YOY growth of 19.6%. Building on Tagler's strong global brand equity in the aligner raw material space, we expect this business to grow at a decent pace going ahead. Scanner sales for the quarter stood at 6.4 crores with a YOY growth of 46%. Our focus remains clear on increasing the penetration of scanners in Indian markets to drive future growth for the overall dental industry as well as for Lakshmi Dental. Currently within the domestic market, the digital penetration at the company has already gone up to 79% as opposed to a single-digit penetration level for the overall Indian dental industry. This consistent increase in our company-level digital penetration marks our strong commitment towards promoting digital dentistry and spearheading this revolution for the entire dental industry in India. Now, speaking about our pediatric dental business, Kidzee Dental, the revenue for the quarter stood at 5.9 crores, delivering a YOY growth of 7.2%. With a portfolio of unique, innovative, world-class products, this business has significant growth potential both in Indian and global markets. We are actively working towards securing the CE certification for our Kidzee range, and once approved, we expect this to have meaningful acceleration growth in this segment. Based on the trends observed in January, demand conditions across our business segments have begun to show positive signs of growth. We expect to sustain this trend on back of continued engagement with our dental network, positive development on the US tariff and Europe FTA, which will allow us expansion into new geographies and growing adoption of our scanners. With initiatives undertaken by the company along with overall consolidation in the domestic market, we at Lakshmi Dental are well positioned to deliver resilient industry-leading growth in the years ahead. I now hand it over to our CFO, Mr. Dharmesh Dattani, to take it forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Good morning to all. Allow me to walk you through our financial performance. Let me give a glance at our consolidated financial performance during Q3 FY26. Revenue from operations grew by 7.1% on YOY basis, reaching to 66 crore, up from rupees 61.7 crore. Gross profit for the quarter stood at 45.9 crore with a gross margin of 69.5%. Employee cost during the quarter stood at 25.9 crore, reflecting a YOY increase of 19.2%. This includes ESOP expenses amounting to rupees 1.6 crore as against rupees 0.4 crore in Q3 FY25. Other expenses were at 13 crore. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 7 crore with a margin of 10.6%. For better comparability, one can look at the adjusted EBITDA, which includes recorded EBITDA plus 60% of KC Dental PAT plus 49% of IDVG AI Dental PAT and ESOP expenses. This stood at rupees 9.6 crore. We also achieved a significant reduction in finance costs, which declined sharply to 0.3 crore from 1.5 crore as the company is debt-free. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 2 crore. Coming to our 9 months FY26 performance, revenue from operations stood at rupees 203.9 crore, registering a 14.3% growth compared to rupees 178.4 crore in the previous year. EBITDA for the period stood at rupees 29.9 crore, while adjusted EBITDA came in at a rupees 38.1 crore. The company reported a profit after tax of rupees 18.8 crore with a margin of 9.2%. With this, we conclude our opening remarks and open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sanjay Sood, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to ask the question. My question is that this quarter sale was down considerably. And what I was assuming that sale will go up because of two issues. You had this peak season. This quarter is a peak season that was told by you in the previous quarters. And number two, tariff basically should impact the margin, not the sale. So what actually has changed in this quarter? That is what I just wanted to understand. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Sanjay. See, we saw the softness. Now, when you say about tariffs, so if not for 50% tariff, we would have had even much more stronger growth. So we had to let go of few customers where the tariff situation could not allow us to give them the pricing that they needed. So that was also one of the reasons, especially in the U.S., where tariff, even if it's at, say, 20-25% growth, we could have grown much stronger there if not for the tariff situation. Number two, I think the scanner sale itself was slightly lesser as compared to the Q2. And with the initiative that we have built, so we saw there was a slowdown, and there are multiple factors. There was peak season in India is usually due to a lot of NRIs coming in India for treatment, where this time for U.S., especially our zone in certain part of India where there are a lot of U.S. NRIs, was very less. And that was clearly evident, which we personally experienced at a couple of places, and the dentists also were saying that people are not traveling. With all those things combined, we saw the situation. We have implemented some initiatives on Q3, and that is what we said. Q4, we expect it to have a very strong quarter in terms of dental lab and in terms of the aligner business both. And we have already seen great results in January.
Okay. And another thing, this case, what you project is on common currency basis, like dollar has considerably gone up. So in fact, sales should have gone up. That is what was my assumption.
So we are charging in India. When we are charging, say, domestic is anyways the same. On the export side, there is a marginal difference, but there is always an offset because we are buying a lot of raw materials internationally. So, yeah, there could be a minor thing in terms of the revenue because of the dollar increase, but that is very, very small.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kashish Thakur from Elara Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to know a bit deeper on US tariff, as we had an impact of around 150 bps in Q3. Now the tariff coming down from 50% to 25%. What will be the expected recovery timeline? Probably, I think so. In your opening comments, you said that Q1 FY27 probably is what you are expecting to normalize it. And what kind of impact do we anticipate in FY27 from the same?
Thank you, Kashish. So I think on our side, which I told you yesterday night itself, we got details from a custom agent that the tariffs have been reduced to 25%. In fact, one of our shipment was tariffed at 25%. In the past, it was all 50% plus plus. Actually, it was going to almost 55-56% because of certain additional tariffs on the 50% tariff. So now it's flat 25%. So I think for this quarter, we should see probably half the impact because today it's already 11th. So 1.5 months, we have paid 50%. But for the rest 1.5 months, we will pay 25%. But like you said, from Q1 FY27, we think this should improve our efforts on the US side. This should increase business on the US side because now we will be able to be, I would say, more competitive as compared to what we were before when we were paying 50%. So we are already making an effort to reach out to those customers in the past who probably could not do business with us at 50%, and also taking initiatives to bring in new customers as well.
Thank you, sir. So another question is on Visbank. With pricing pressure and Visbank normalizing in Q4, what is our expected volume versus pricing contribution we expect in FY27 towards the aligner business?
So the early trends now, whatever initiatives that we have taken in Q3, it has shown a very good impact in January, and we expect it to continue in this quarter. And moving forward as well, we are adding few more important aspects in the aligner category. So we see that it should have good growth in the next year.
Understood, sir. And sir, one last question on KC Dental. Broadly, it has grown a bit, but what is your aspiration for this business, probably in next 2-3 years?
In the next 2-3 years, it should have a solid growth. We believe that we have products which are world class. We are awaiting registration in many independent countries, as well as we are awaiting CE registration, which will allow us to sell in whole of Europe. And with the Europe FTA being planned for next financial year, I think we are in a good position to scale this very, very well.
Thank you, sir. I'll join back with you.
Thank you, Kashish.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, two parts. If you could elaborate in terms of the steps which you have taken to revive growth in aligner business, that is first.
So hi, Tushar. On the aligner side, we saw certain situations. Now, there's a lot of internal assessments which we have created where when we took those decisions in Q3, now we are seeing the trend going up in Q4 in terms of some initiatives towards the doctors, initiatives towards the orthodontist and the dentist. And we are also launching a couple of newer products as well in the aligner space, which should give us the growth that we are looking for moving forward.
So shall we expect this growth coming in like Q4 onwards, or that will take maybe another 3-5 months to see that pickup in the growth?
So Q4 itself, we should see growth as compared to even Q3 or even last year Q4. So we should see stronger Q4. And then moving forward in the next year, we should start seeing growth back in the aligner segment.
And even the domestic lab offering has been pretty stable. So, if you can highlight measures taken to, sort of improve growth prospects in that segment.
So even there, like we said, January did extremely well, and we are confident that our Q4 domestic lab will also do very good. Because we saw certain situations, what is happening in the market, and we took those initiatives. And, we are pretty positive in that regard. So we are seeing January, which is good, and again, Q4 should for domestic lab business be very good.
So, sort of, can you quantify, in terms of how, considering the current revenue base of 2021 crores, so how do we see the scale-up happening in this business?
So currently from a quarter which is 2021, I would say we should be in good space to have close to 24 for the Q4 and then moving forward with that.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Payal Shah from Billion Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I have two questions. First, just wanted to check if you have opened up new countries during the quarter for any of your segments. If you can throw some light on your strategy, towards the international business. That is my first question.
So in the Q3, usually the countries that we open up should happen in the other quarter. So we have had one or two smaller countries which have opened up. Because December being a Christmas month internationally, it's always slightly slower. But our international plan, moving forward, is to get into as many geographies as possible through the distributor network, since we already have the products. And we believe that, the certification plays a key role, and that's, for us, is probably the most time-taking aspect in getting into newer geographies than the BD part. Because we have products which are dental products, are also, borderline healthcare or medical products. So when we enter a country, it can take, say, between 3 months to 1.5 years, depends upon which country we are targeting, for it to open up. Right now we are in 95, but we believe that as we move forward, we will keep adding countries every quarter.
Okay. So my next question is, how do you see your domestic dental business performing going ahead? Like, do we see any seasonality in this particular business?
So there is a little bit of seasonality from H1 to H2, which has been historic. I would say this year was probably slightly exceptional, with Q3 having a lot of, especially the American NRIs, not opting to come here. So I don't know, you know, if you have some friends, family who are US-based, they were all very, very hesitant. In fact, doctors, especially the Gujarat belt, which receives a lot of foreign tourists, which are from USA or the NRIs from USA, they have really not come as much as, you know, they wanted to come. But apart from that, it is usually seasonal. So H1 is usually 45%, H2 would be 55% for a domestic lab. That has been the trend since a long, long time.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much for answering them.
Bye.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Smith Gala from RSPN Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand a bit more on the tariff part. So yes, tariffs coming down to 25% from 56%-57% has helped a bit. But in our earlier conversations during con calls, we also mentioned that at 25% tariffs, which were earlier, yes, the majority of the hit was taken by the customers back in the US, but that at that time, at this tariff, at 25% tariff rate, also, we had to take a certain portion of the hit. So how this 25% tariff is derived, considering whatever articles, news we are reading, it is down to 18%. And at 25%, how confident are we on our margins and growth?
Thank you, Smith, for the question. So, see, whenever something happens from 50, 57 to 25, generally, you know, there is a positive sentiment among customers, amongst us. We can go back to them saying, "Hey, you know, it's not 50 anymore, it's 25." So it's a bit of a breather for all. At the same time, 25 becoming 18 is, there is clarity in terms of that 25% will go to 18. The timeline, when we spoke to a custom agent, is, however, not sure. So they said it could happen, you know, within 2 weeks, within 1 month, within 2 months. They are not sure. 25 has happened, which is very clear, because the custom charged 25 to one of our shipment. But 25 to 18 journey of when it will happen, we'll have to wait and watch. Now, how this will impact us in terms of our growth is China is at 34%, while we were at 50%, so we were anyways more expensive. Being at 25 gives us certain leverage to go ahead and speak to the customers, like I said before in our call, who were not probably willing or not comfortable giving us business as it was tariffed at 50%. Although we were absorbing some cost, so even if we split, it was still 25-25. If in the 25 scenario we split, it becomes 12.5 and 12.5. So it's much lesser as compared to what it was in the past. And already with the news, like we said, we have reached out to our past customers, and there are a few new customers who have reached out to us as well. So it's still, like, 2-3 days old, so I would say we give it a couple of months. But we, on our side, are very positive that US should show a very positive growth moving forward.
Okay. So in quantifiable terms, assuming the rate comes back to 18% by Q1 FY27.
Yeah.
So on an annual basis, keeping a 26 as a low base, what sort of growth are we expecting on a CAGR term for next 2-3 years? And what are the EBITDA margins that we should target, considering the tariffs come down at 18%?
So already, as compared to last year, we are in the range of about 25% growth for the international market. So moving forward, also, we feel that this range, you know, 20-25% range, provided, you know, something again exceptional doesn't happen in the US in terms of tariffs, it should be achievable. And in terms of margin, when you said on the international side, we are already, you know, close to 22% margin. So this should also increase, you know, post the tariff situation going down, we should see some improvement there as well.
So, 20-25% growth on international numbers, and what about domestic?
So even domestic, like I said, you know, today we are in domestic at about 12% in the year, but like we told, Q3 was even a surprise for us in terms of slowdown. But when we actually reached out to a lot of doctors asking them about the situation, they said that this is one of their situation where they also anticipated a lot of US NRIs to come in, which did not happen. And Western region is our strong belt anyway. So 45-50% of the business is West. So that had an impact. But otherwise, I think we should still do in the range that we had said in the past, which was 2025. If something like this year doesn't happen. This year had so many situations, with the labor codes coming in, with the tariffs coming in, with the geopolitical scenario. We hope that next year should be a more smoother year as compared to this.
Okay, understood. And just on consolidated level margins, I want to just want more clarity. So around 16-17%, considering if we assume that all scenarios are good, be it geopolitical tensions or tariffs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we were doing, so in fact, last year, FY25, we were at 17.5. So we expected this year, on our side to be higher, but, we had a few impacts which was out of our control. Tariff, labor code, these are impacts which are absolutely beyond our control. But we don't expect, next year there are no surprises like this. I think we should keep moving upwards.
Additionally, the ESOP costs will also come down because the first year has a larger ESOP impact. So the next year onwards, the ESOP impact will probably be half of that.
So should we assume a ballpark number of around 20% then?
I would say, that's our internal aspiration, Smith, that we should be in that range. And even in, I would say past when we were doing business, we always, 20% is something in our mind which should be achievable on a normal basis.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side. Best of luck.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Kashish Thakur from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir. Thank you again for the opportunity. So just one question on digital dentistry. Just an overview that how is it changing dentist behavior in India, and are you seeing some resilience from smaller clinics towards scanner adoption?
Thank you, Kashish. So, in the past, we have explained that even current penetration is single digit. I would say, even if we validate a lot of data, since everything is private, it could be probably 4 or 5%. We don't anticipate it to be more. So 95% of dentists are still not using a scanner. So there is resistant, it could be in terms of just the technology adoption, could be in terms of price, could be in terms of just how they process their own workflow. But what we are seeing is that our penetration is what we are focusing on. So if you see where we were probably 3-4 years back, we were in the 20s in terms of penetration. Now we are 79% in terms of penetration. So once we reach a threshold of 90, I think that's the pivoting point for us, as for us to make a decision if to go 100% digital or not. Right now, still 21% of our business is physical impressions. But I think having said that, we are now seeing dentists which are much more open to adopting digital dentistry. The scanner price also from what it was, in the past pre-COVID level were 15-20 lakhs, and now it has come close to 3-4 lakh rupees. And with easy EMIs available on the scanners from a lot of distributors, I think digital dentistry in the next 5 years will grow very, very strong. You will see more and more dentists adopting scanners.
Understood, sir. Sir, just one more question on this innovative products which you mentioned in your opening remark, the AI initiatives and all what you are taking. So can you just throw some light on that as well?
We have done some soft launches on the AI dent part, and also internally, we are implementing a lot of AI which is still in pilot phases. But we believe we have seen very, very good potential. Internal potential to increase efficiencies and external products which can really help the dental fraternity in terms of diagnosis and in terms of monitoring of a patient. So I would say in our next earnings call, we should be able to give some input on both of this situation. Internal, probably less because it's still a pilot internal, but on the AI dent, we have already done a soft launch to certain key opinion leaders, and we are awaiting feedback. And once we have that, we should be able to give you more insights in the next earnings call. But we are very excited. on what we are creating.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Tanya Chaudhary from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, hi, sir. Akash here. So my the thing is, you are saying that FY27 will be a comparatively better year because of improving tariff situations and also the EU-India treaty. Now, I just wanted to understand that you are also intending to, you know, further your digital penetration to 90%. So combining these two scenarios, how do you see its impact on the gross and the PAT margins going ahead? Because we had guided for 75% to 80% gross margins and PAT margins of 13% to 15%. So just wanted to have some light on that.
Sure. So I think you know, all the situation, hopefully this year has been a lot of, I would say, surprises every month, every quarter since the Trump era started, especially in the US part. And now we believe we have seen a lot of settling of the macro dynamic volatility which was there. So that should definitely help our US and the European business. In India, in terms of expanding in terms of the digital portfolio that we mentioned of moving towards 90%, I think we are pretty positive that, you know, if we have gained from 20 to 79, I think the 79 to 90 journey may be slightly tougher because that's the last leg of it. But we believe we should be able to push the dentist with two aspects that we have. One is selling of the scanners and the other is scan as a service. So we have both models for us to push. And in terms of, you know, the margins that you said, see, we had guided 13 to 15. If you see before the exceptional items, we are already close to 12.1%. So we were in that range, in that ESOP came into picture, in that all the tariff scenarios came into picture. So there are a lot of things which came into the picture as well. And there's a one-time impact of labor code as well, which, again, you know, this is a government decision, right? You know, we are a company with 2,400 people. The government decides something. We respect it and we have to take that into account. But those are external factors which nobody can account for. And hopefully, you know, next year, there are no surprises and we will keep going strong. We have done for the past, you know, 36 years of our company since Rajesh Bhai started it. And we are very, very confident even today that fundamentally, you know, nothing has changed. Fundamentally, we are still a strong company. We are still committed. We are still creating products. We are still delivering products. We are still expanding our geography from 95 to different countries. Now, the fact itself that our product is accepted by 95 countries, it says a lot about what we are doing. It's just that the first year, the way we wanted, has not become that first year. And we are the first one to accept that, yes, you know, we wanted it to be in a certain way. But then there were so many dynamics, external dynamics, that we had to go with it. So, you know, we have decided, fine, you know, there are some dynamics. We have had COVID in the past. We have had other situations in the past. This is one more year. We keep working hard, keep our heads down and focus on what we do best is growing the company.
Right. So the thing is, let's say if, you know, if adverse macro and geopolitical dynamics did dent your performance this year, should we expect that in FY27, the favorable tailwinds, you know, especially in the case of US and in the case of Europe deal as well. So, I mean, are you still confident of achieving your earlier guided margins for FY27 onwards?
No, absolutely. If you ask us internally, yes, if there are no external surprises, we should have even achieved this year as well. So we should achieve next year.
Okay. And sir, one more question. Last quarter, you had told that you were expecting certifications for your pediatric products in 4Q. So any color on that? I mean, can we see any approvals in the fourth quarter coming for the pediatric division?
Yeah, so for the CE, we have applied. So now when you apply for a certification like CE, you know, the control is majority on the, I would say, the regulatory people sitting in Germany. So all we can do is send them an email saying, hi, you know, what is the status? And they will say it's in progress. So that is all what they say. They don't give you a specific timeline. It's not like a cutoff time for them. So we are hoping that we should get it in Q4. We'll keep you posted how situations move. But we haven't heard anything which is a surprise where we should not get it. So that is a positive part, that we have not heard any hurdles to say that, oh, we will not be able to give you. The only thing is they're asking certain questions. They will ask some documentation constantly. So that's at least a good part, that we should get it. Now it's only a matter of time.
All right, sir. That's it from me. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manjeet Buaria from Samia Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning and thanks for taking my questions. I had two basic questions. One was, you know, when we sell scanners to dentists, you know, the scans which they take using that, can those scans be sent only to us to, you know, get the final product, or the scans can be sent to any dental lab? Was first question. The second question was, you know, earlier before scanners came, I would presume that, you know, the company would have had many feet on street which would have ensured that turnaround time is very fast to collect the physical impressions and then also get them delivered once the, you know, products were made. So with the scanners coming in, is that an edge which goes away and gives a chance to other dental labs to, you know, start off catering much faster to the dentists? So those were my two questions. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. I'll come to the first question that you asked regarding the scanner versus the physical impression collection. Now we have close to 300 people which are feet on street, and if you have to collect an impression pan India, you know, the person has to go to a dentist, collect the impression, come to the center office in the city, consolidate. So everyone will have to come. If there are, say, 25 people in Delhi, they will all have to come to the Delhi office, submit all the impressions. Someone will pack it, put it in the air cargo on a plane, and then it lands in Mumbai. We get it from Mumbai to our Mira Road facility, and then the job starts. So that was the whole logistics, that because of scanner, we don't need to do that. So if the person moving around in Delhi scans from any part of Delhi, within 2 minutes, the scan is in Mumbai. So he doesn't need to go back to the office, which saves his time. The office doesn't need to have people who are packing impressions, shipping through the air cargo, coming to Mumbai and then collecting from Mumbai, getting it to a Mira Road facility. All of that gets eliminated. So with scanner, the speed is definitely a big change. And if you speak to any dentist, I'm sure they would say that that has been the biggest change in terms of speed. And number two, whenever a dentist makes an impression, there is always a situation where a dental lab could reject the impression, saying they need certain more clarity on the impression making. So that was very routine, not just in India, but across the world. When you make an impression, it comes to Mumbai, our technician will make that negative replica into a positive replica. So we pour what we call plaster in the impression. Once we see the model, we are able to give more insights to a dentist, saying that, oh, you know what, maybe we need certain changes here. And I'm sure someone with you or in your family would have experienced that the dentist has called you back to make a new impression. So with scanner, that goes away. So what we have is we call a live scan verification team, where as soon as the dentist takes a scan, they can send it to us. Within 5 minutes, our customer service team gets on a call with them, assures them that everything is fine. If there are any changes needed, we can make the changes. Then the dentist makes the changes, rescans there and there, and sends the scan again. So that repeat trip is not needed. The speed is very, very important. And of course, the quality of the scan also enhances the product as well when it's delivered. So that is very, very clear. And you can, you know, you can do Google Gemini, ChatGPT on how scanners help again a physical impression. There are loads of content out there which tell you why scanners are important. Now coming to your question two, in terms of how this scanner is shaping up for us. Now within the manufacturing facility, you know, some of us, some of the investors have done a facility visit, and I highly recommend anyone who is looking at Lakshmi Dental should do the site visit for you to have more understanding. The operations itself for a physical impression and digital impressions vary very differently. So when you do a digital impression, you eliminate almost 30-35% of the processes. that is there if you are doing a physical impression. So with that, once we reach a threshold, like I mentioned, of about say 90% plus, we should be in the position to have a fully digital dental lab as compared to a hybrid dental lab that we have today. So that should enhance in terms of the speed of the product, the quality of the product, and also the efficiency in terms of realization of margin for us as well.
Right. So, sir, sorry, I had two follow-ups on this itself. One was, again, you know, what I wanted to understand was, if the whole ecosystem starts becoming digital, right, I would have thought having feet on street is what only large dental labs can do to give a certain turnaround time. So does becoming all digital increase the competition for us was my question, because, you know, you don't need enough, you don't need so many people on the ground, you know, it goes directly to dental labs. So, you know, that whole aspect of giving fast service goes away because everybody can give fast service. That was one point I was specifically trying to understand. And the second one, sir, was, can your scanners be used to send those scans to other dental labs as well? Or your scanners can be used to send the scans only to your labs? That was my first specific question.
Sure. So two parts of it. On your question of the scanner being sent to other dental lab, so how we sell the scanner is we sell it at a minimum value or a volume commitment from the dentist. If they are reaching that threshold, over and above that, we keep the scanners open for them to decide what they want to do. Because if you lock it 100%, we had done it in the past, but it gives a, I would say, slightly uncomfortable thought to a dentist where the scanner is completely locked. While we may evaluate that in the future, once, you know, the mindset of a lot of people opens up about having a lock scanner, but currently when we sell a scanner, we have a minimum value commitment, and over and above, like I said, they are able to do what they feel like doing. Number two, on the competition part, I think scanner is not just a tool which can digitize dentistry. Scanner is just a start point. So like I said, if you visit the facility, you will see after the scanner is what you need is a 3D printing machine. Then you need CNC machines. So this becomes more of a, I would say, healthcare engineering tech kind of a situation. So this is no longer just a regular dental lab. And unfortunately, not just in India, but across the world, but especially in India, 95% plus dental labs are a lot of mom and pop small dental labs with, you know, 3, 4, 5, say maybe 10 people maximum. And they are doing a lot of traditional dentistry or physical impressions in the past. So when we are seeing that they need to move from, say, buying the scanner, buying a 3D printing machine, buying a CNC machine, developing a technology platform to have integrations with all of them and having engineers to support all of that, we feel that transition is going to be tougher for a lot of dental labs. It may happen for some, for sure. You know, there will be some who will be able to do it, but majority of them would find it tougher. And it has been international as well. That is why consolidation has happened. If you see US, you know, from 10 years back, the number of dental labs that they had, today they have less than 50% of that dental labs. 50% have completely shut down because it's very hard to be updated with technology every year. You know, as a large company, it becomes easier for us to adopt tech, but for a smaller company, constantly adopting technology becomes a challenge. So that is where we feel the other labs, while some of them will be able to do it, it's not the majority factor.
Okay, very helpful. Sir, can I ask one more question, please?
Sure.
Okay. Sir, just one thing I wanted to understand with digital scans itself. You know, when I speak with dentists, they say the digital scanning ecosystem still takes them a lot of time, right, to get the scan perfectly. So is this a technology issue at the scanner level, or is it the practice issue at the medical professional level, which takes time to sort of adapt to? That was my last question. Thank you.
I think you rightly said it's that tech is not a problem. You know, if you see on YouTube, you could do a scan within a minute. So there are a lot of videos where a dentist saying, oh, I do a scan within a minute. I do scan within 3 minutes, 5 minutes. So it's just the practice of that dentist. It's just the adoption curve that they're going through right now. In fact, there are dentists that we know who have 3 dental chairs and 3 scanners. Because they feel that scanner is like a necessity, like having a handpiece, which is, you know, trimming or cutting a tooth, or having an RVG on every dental chair, a small X-ray, like the scanner should be there because it's such an important tool. So answer to your question, the technology is not time consuming. It's the practice of that individual which decides the timeline. You know, we have our own scan as a service people where they are taking scans, in a breeze. They would just go within 10 minutes, they are completely done. Opening a laptop, setting up the data, scanning impression or scanning the patient and then coming out. While some dentists, yes, if they start, early or if they're not comfortable with using the tech, they may take time. But eventually, it's just a matter of time. Any dentist who has used it long term, if you ask them, they will be able to scan very, very quickly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kamlesh Bagmar from Lotus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I don't know whether you have called out in the call. Sir, how do we see the margins going forward? Because honestly, over the past two quarters, I do agree that the situation has been very volatile. But in terms of guiding as well, we have not been up to the mark, which is expected. So if we see the last quarter, we were saying that we had a tariff impact of 90 bps. Now this quarter, it is a full quarter impact of 150 bps. But despite that, our margins have fallen by roughly around 450 bps, quarter on quarter, adjusted basis. And on top of that, our exposure to the US is around 20-odd%. So why we are seeing such a significant impact over quarter on quarter, and in terms of guiding, how are we seeing the growth part and the margins part?
Thank you for the question. I think, see, again, like I said, when we are guiding with all intent on our side to be as close or to beat the guidance, there are factors which are coming in from external which are creating those situations for us. Again, if you see what we did last year, fundamentally what we are doing this year in terms of how we do a business, not much has changed. But from say close to 17.5 or close to 18% last year, we are today on a yearly basis at 15%. So there's a difference of 3% in terms of EBITDA. That too with everything that just you mentioned about the volatility, about our ESOPs, about our tariff situation. So we feel that we have still been pretty strong in what we have done, and we remain committed and we remain strong that, we've been doing this since 36 years. We will keep moving forward in a very, very strong way. There will be years which will have an impact like this, but there's going to be many, many years which should have good growth as well. So, unfortunately for us, it's the first year of being listed that the year it is right now. But having said that, we are still very confident internally, as management, that we are absolutely laser focused on what we do in dentistry. And we truly believe that we have created leadership position and we will consolidate in the coming future as well.
In terms of guiding forward?
See, guiding forward, we said, apart from if the situation is not like this year, next year we should have no issues in growing by 20-25% and coming close to a margin of between 18-20%. We were already there. 17.5 was already there last year in terms of EBITDA.
And can you highlight how is the competitive intensity in the market?
So competition, I would say it has been there. Even previous to our listing or post our listing, I don't think something has changed very, very substantial. It has always been there. We've been business in 36 years or any business. I don't think any business can say they don't have any competition. There is competition. It is going to be here today. It is going to be there tomorrow. It is going to be there in the next 10 years. But that is what we have done, and we keep working hard on our side. Fundamentally, we keep doing things which we believe are right and long-term sustainable and good from a company perspective. And that is how we will always keep moving forward.
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing remarks.
Thank you. With this, I conclude the call. If you have any further queries, please contact SGA, our investor relations advisors. Thank you everyone for joining us today on this earnings call.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.